Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Alicia Adams, Vice President of International Programming and Dance at the Kennedy Center.
Awesome. Sounds like a really fun job, by the way. And you have an awesome event coming up. It's called Artes de Cuba, From the Island to the World, now through the 20th at the Kennedy Center. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Now, why did you guys decide to have this? Well, I mean, I know Cuba's opening up relations with America over the last couple years. Things are trying to, you know, soften between the once cold, icy relations from decades ago. Why is the arts important to kind of break that down?
Well, it's been on my mind for a very long time, and I'm just pleased that we were able to put it on the books 3 years ago to do this festival. The artists and arts and culture out of Cuba is extraordinary. They punch way above their weight in terms of the people that they have produced that have toured all over the world. Some of the greatest artists in the world have come out of Cuba.
Yeah. And talk about how extra significant it is that it's in the Kennedy Center, because you think of the most tense days between our two countries. It was with Kennedy and Castro and Cuban Missile Crisis, Bay of Pigs and all that. How symbolic is it that now in this space, now we can welcome the opening of the, you know, cross-cultural.
Right. The Cubans seem to bear no hostility towards Kennedy, and they are very pleased that it's taken place in such a prestigious institution. It's one of those ironies that I find quite incredible too. So it's welcomed by them, and we certainly welcome these artists into the center.
It's kind of beautifully fitting in a way. I like it.
Yeah.
It shows progress.
Interesting. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into some of the events. Is where we could go through it sort of chronologically?
Well, why don't we talk about it by discipline?
Yeah. Like genre by genre.
Genre by genre.
Discipline by discipline. Okay.
Okay.
What do we have in terms of dance?
In terms of dance, we will have the Ballet Nacional de Cuba with Alicia Alonso. And actually, it's going to be the 40th anniversary of the company's debut in the United States. And that debut happened to take place at the Kennedy Center.
Oh, wow.
So we are thrilled that we are able to host this company on this occasion, and also that Alonso will be here at 97 years old.
Wow.
So we'll do something special for her on the opening night.
Oh, that's awesome.
As you know, her company has, and she contributed so much to the world of ballet when she was with American Ballet Theater, and then when she went back to start her company. So many of the artists from her company have gone on to other places, you know, across the United States as well as in the world. A true testament to the work that she did to develop young dancers.
Awesome.
We also will have a contemporary dance company, Malpaso, that is relatively new on the Cuban scene, but has also toured the United States, has been to the Joyce Theater in New York and other places. Fantastic company of contemporary dance using various, it's a repertory company, so they're using various choreographers to set work on the company. So truly a repertory company in the sense that we think about it here in the States and in Europe. And Irene Rodriguez is a dance company that is flamenco. You know,
oh,
the
fun.
Traditions of Spain are very much in evidence in Cuba. So you have Irene, who is the star flamenco dancer, who will be with us for one performance only. But here to participate in the festival.
That sounds like a not to miss one of the whole thing. That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, it
they're
is
all
pretty
not
fun.
To miss. I know, but
and it's pretty sold out. But
yeah. Well, it's still a great get for you guys,
right?
Any other dancer ready to? I want to know. All right, what do we got in terms of music?
Music. I mean, music is the soundscape for Cuba.
Yeah.
When you go there, you just hear all kinds of music and. There is never a bad band. So we have.
I remember that. What was that? Wim Wenders documentary, Buena Vista Social Club?
The Buena Vista Social Club.
That's when I think Cuban music. That's what I think of.
Right. Well, that's good to think. Omar Portuando will be here on tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
But for the opening event only.
Okay.
And she was an original member of the Buena Vista Social Club.
Oh, cool.
So we will have her. We have the Havana Lyceum Orchestra, which is an orchestra comprised of young people, I think it ranges in age from 17 to 25 or 26. But you know the orchestras that come out of Latin America, they use the Sistema method of teaching and have created some fascinating and extraordinary musicians. Dudamel is one who came out of this system in Venezuela. So we will have this orchestra, and there's some really interesting musicians that are participating. Some are composers, and they will play some of the work of Leo Broward, who is one of the most famous classical composers in Cuba. We will have the Lopez Nusa family all together. There are about seven or eight of them that are all related, and they don't always sing together or play together because they're not in the same place at the same time. But we will actually have all of them here on our stages, so that will be a real treat for everybody to see them, and a unique opportunity to see them. Mm-hmm. So also we will have some other people. We've brought artists from Cuba since 20 years ago, since 1990, 1999. And two of the artists that we have had here in the past are these incredible jazz artists. Mm. They are Aldo Lopez Gavilan and Jorge Luis Pacheco. Fantastic. I mean, they play inside and outside of the piano. We're doing something called a piano marathon with them so that they can just show off everything that they can do. And maybe there'll be some spontaneous moments where some people from the audience will be able to come in and join them in this in their performance. Aimee Noviola, who is an extraordinary Grammy Award-winning singer, will be with us. She resides in Miami and is also very excited to be here for this event. Pablo Milanese and will be the guest of his daughter, Heidi Milanese. Pablo is probably one of the most extraordinary guitarists in the world, and he will be performing with his as a guest of his daughter's band, Heidi, who is also up and coming, extraordinary. Los Van Van, probably the most well-known group out of Cuba, and has been around for quite a long time, but their music continues to impress and inspire and to draw lots and lots of audiences. So we are happy to have Los Van Van again. And of course, Arturo Ferro, who is based in New York, will be a part of it. There are many more. There's La Dame Blanche, who is a popish Cuban singer who lives in France. There's Josephine Terry, who's also a Cuban-American, has a sextet that will be a part of the festival. He will also be a part of the opening ceremony on tomorrow night. Zuli Guerra, La Reina y La Real. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. So everybody the best that we could find, we grabbed them and contracted them and got them to participate.
That's awesome. All right, theater-wise.
Theater-wise, we have El Público Theater, which you may have read about or seen a couple of years ago or a year and a half ago when they were part of a series called World Stages. Mm-hmm. So Carlos Diaz is one of the best Cuban theater directors in the country. And he's been also being celebrated now in the United States. He was part of Under the Radar in New York last year, and the company is just getting wider and wider recognition. This year, they are will be back again, so we're happy to welcome them back with a Fassbinder piece called The Bitter Tears of Petra von Kant. And what's interesting about what Carlos has done is that all of the female roles are being played by men.
Oh, cool.
So that's very sort of Shakespearean times,
Shake
right? You know, so that'll be fun. And an interesting story about the design world. Argos Teatro will be here with a piece called 10 Million. And this is a piece that is exploring the difficulties of a family that is torn because for political reasons. Half the family decides to, or the wife decides to leave, the husband and the child stay at home. But just the churning and what that does to a family is what's explored in this. And what I understand, I mean, is that when people see this, particularly people that are immigrant or recent immigrant families that may have landed here in the United States or in Europe, it touches them, you know, because it really is telling a story that is sort of heartburn for them. But that's the other theater piece that we will have. But we were going to have food, you know. There will be Cuban food at the Kennedy Center. There will be mojitos and daiquiris and all of the Cuban and Caribbean drinks. There is design with Celia Laidon, who is an extraordinary designer. She designed the costumes actually for El Publico when they were here about a year and a half ago. Now she's designing film. There's a film that's coming out on a dancer that will be a feature film, a dancer that used to be with Ballet Nacional and the Royal Ballet in London, Carlos Acosta, and she's the designer for all of the costumes. Anyway, we have her, and she's going to be her work is going to be exhibited in the atrium, and it is a space that we are using sort of as a lounge, a lounge cum art gallery. There's one dress that she's creating that will be suspended from the ceiling, and she uses all found materials. So she uses, you know, rubber from tires. She uses trash bags. She uses the pop top off of a soda can.
That's cool.
All of those things to create this work. Part of it's by choice, and part of it is because she is using what is available to her in Cuba. But I think it's really launching her career, because if you think about it, I mean, to be that creative with these materials takes a lot of creativity.
Yeah.
We will have a car on, you know, the old cars, the 1950s, 60s cars from the United States, the General Motors cars in general, and Chrysler, I guess, are the cars that are still on the street in Cuba. So, I mean, what I've been trying to do is to create an environment and to capture the context of the island so that people can have an experience, not exactly what I had, but certainly similar, to have at least glimpsed it in what we are bringing. So this car is an art piece. It's called the hybrid of a Chrysler by Estereo Segura, and it has wings on this plane, on this car. So it's telling it's making a statement about transportation and then about taking off, or however you want to interpret that. But it's great. I understand yesterday the car is already out there and we have stanchions around it because we don't want it's an art piece.
Yeah.
But then we found six kids sitting in the car, you know, so we've got to have a little more security for that.
They want to take flight.
Right, they want to take flight. You know, I think they thought it was a cool thing. But also we've been talking to some car owners in the collectors in the area, and they on the weekends will drive up with their very well maintained 50s or 60s cars. And I'm interested in and have been interested in showing that as part of the festival, because I think it shows the ingenuity and the inventiveness of the Cuban people, that they have been able to maintain and use these cars for all of those years and in grand style. I mean, they are just gorgeous examples of cars.
Yeah.
Old cars.
That's exciting. So lots of stuff to see and do and eat and look at and enjoy while you're moving from place to place and in between the shows.
And the
film.
Exhibitions.
We need to talk about film too.
Oh yes, and film. The Havana Film Festival will celebrate its 40th anniversary, and we'll do that at the Kennedy Center as well. We will have a retrospective of some of the great films out of Cuba, and like Strawberry and Chocolate. Is that mm-hmm. Strawberry and Chocolate is one of them. Many of these films are not films that Americans have had an opportunity to see. So I think it's going to be a great chance to catch up on great films that really give you a context also for Cuba, that you will see some of the landscape, you will hear some of the stories, you will understand some of the troubles or whatever that, you know, that they have seen. And it's really quite wonderful. There will be a couple of documentary films that we will show. We commissioned one called Cuban Canvas that was created by a documentary filmmaker named Kaveri Call that looks at the visual art scene in Cuba and where it is today. She had also done a film before, some many years ago, that looked at it then. So looking at it then and now, and both of those documentaries will be shown as part of the festival. The Havana Film Festival is one of the most popular film festivals in the world, and is thought to be one of the best.
Awesome. Well, all this sounds really exciting. How
visual arts? You want to know a little bit about the visual?
Let's do visual arts.
We've got the greatest visual artists, and all of the halls will be occupied with the artwork of Cuba's great visual artists. Starting with Manuel Mendivi, who sometimes is referred to as the Picasso of Cuba. Roberto Diago, whose work is also going to be on the terrace, on the first level of the orchestra level of the Kennedy Center, is one of the most sought after visual artists. Jose Parla is a Cuban American living in New York, and he was selected out of thousands and thousands of entries to be the one to create the mural at Ground Zero.
Oh, wow.
So to see this work that he has done, which definitely is related to community, to street, to Cuba, is really quite extraordinary. Emilio Perez, we've done something really cool with Emilio Perez in the North Gallery of the Kennedy Center on the terrace level. We will have every 15 minutes will be this video that he has created that will just encompass the entire room, drawing on images of Cuba and other pieces of his work. He is a painter, but he also started doing this video work when he was asked by the 42nd Street Corporation, I guess, to create work that was shown from 11:57 to midnight, which is something I guess they do every night in 42nd Street. In Times Square, where the artists are given all of the billboards and they take over the billboards there. So when I saw that, I said, well, what can we do to recreate that? And so we have in the North Gallery, we have created that as well for him. It'll be fun. There'll be a countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then it's very cool, and then it starts. So I mean, that's an idea of what we're doing. We've got posters that were created from the film festivals in Cuba. They don't necessarily use the posters that are delivered with the film, but they create their own. And again, I think it's really quite imaginative that they see the film and then they decide what to emphasize through the art. And we also had invited young graphic designers to do some new posters based on the title of the festival, Artes de Cuba, From the Island to the World. And so they will also be displayed as part of the festival. And again, some really exciting work. Visual arts in Cuba is so dynamic, and it is so brilliant, I think. When you walk into the building, you will immediately know it's Cuba that you are going to discover.
It all sounds so exciting. Big picture it for us in closing. You know, if our listeners are hearing this, and maybe especially especially if they're, let's say, maybe not even that familiar with Cuban culture. Maybe they've never seen a Cuban film or seen a Cuban theater production. Why is it so important for them to come out?
Because this is an unprecedented moment in history to see this many Cuban artists over a two-week period in one place at the Kennedy Center. These are some of the greatest artists in the world. Some of America's DNA is in Cuba when the borders were more porous. The exchange of arts and ideas went back and forth in the cha-cha, the mambo, the timba. All of those dances and musical sounds are also in ours. So they, it's recognizable, the work. And it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Artes Noches de Cuba, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 10 o'clock, there will be a lounge open to the public. There will be a pop-up performance. And it will, anybody can come and just hang out and drink and eat and enjoy Cuba.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. This is going to be great. Again, it's Artes de Cuba, from the island to the world, now through the 20th at the Kennedy Center. Thank you so much.
Very welcome.